That's Satchmo.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of the Weekend Gardener here at WPTF. We're at Briar Point, a beautiful resort community, 55 plus in Morrisville on McCrimmon Parkway. And we didn't talk a lick about gardening the first hour. But we had a great time. Thanks to Scott Mason for joining us, the Tar Heel Traveler, and what a nice book he has. Make a wonderful Christmas gift. And Brother Rufus is AWOL. He just kind of wandered off.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for a Dr. Pepper.
Well, somebody brought him a Diet Coke. I'm not sure that's going to make it, but that's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
It's enough to wet your whistle.
Yeah. But we this is such a lovely time of the year, Phil, and
it is.
You have Christmas trees, and so it's a miracle that those folks were able to get those things down to you, and there's so many that at the farmers market and other places, and it's all really a miracle.
Yep.
It's just 2 months ago that the mountains were devastated, so.
It is. We went and got our own this year. They brought one delivery last year, but we had to go get our own this year.
Oh.
Because something that...
But you still were able to get up in there, which
we
is a miracle in itself.
We were able to, but something, I guess, that people don't think about if they don't have people in the mountains right now is that a lot of people lost their trailers, they lost their trucks, they lost all of their modes of transportation.
Right.
And so it's been difficult to get everything back together again, and they're trying to do that. But we were very fortunate. We've got a young man, Rusty Zachary, up in Warrensville, North Carolina, and he just does a great job for us and picks out our trees really well.
He's in Ashe County?
He's in Ashe County.
So that West Jefferson area.
It's just northwest of West Jefferson, close to Lansing, if people know where Lansing might be.
Lansing was in the news because they were hurt, I think.
Well, Warrensville was too.
Yeah.
And Rusty, bless him, he's a fireman. He's like the fire chief of the volunteer fire department up there. And he had all of that to take care of, his family to take care of, his farm to take care of, and still was able to get our trees. So I just feel really blessed and thankful for him and his family and the people in Ashe County. We should never forget them. It's not over. It won't be over. It's going to take at least a generation for everybody up there to get everything kind of back together again. And we need to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. But yes, we have trees, and they are North Carolina grown Christmas trees. And Fraser firs. Yes, they are. The last ones, he cut our trees the 2 days and the day before we picked them up. And they're, one of them we picked up a week and 2 days ago, and the other ones we picked up this past Tuesday. So,
right. So they're fresh, and they're in water.
Yes.
Which is very important.
Yes.
That they get into water is. Now, you, I was told you had a really big day yesterday for Christmas trees. Do you have any left today?
Yeah, we got plenty left. We've okay. got about Good. 350 trees left.
Wow.
And we are excited because we know today's going to be a great day. And we're excited because we know we're giving people a good product and we're giving them good customer service.
Yep.
We cut their tree before we trim off some before we put it in their stand. They take it home, put it in water, or we deliver. We have free delivery. And we'll put a netting on it if you have a small door you're trying to get it into or something like that. So we try to make everything as pleasant and easy as we can for the customer. And then we also have tons of flowers. We have all kinds of holiday flowers. We have cyclamen. We have amaryllis.
What'd you say?
Cyclamen? Cyclamen. Cyclamen, amaryllis, poinsettias, of course. I don't know how many different colors of poinsettias we have right now, but we have those, and then we have just tons of really nice plants, and our workers just my friends, they'll wrap it, they'll put a bow on it for you, whatever you
want. And you have bows available and wreaths.
We do have wreaths available. Yeah. We're making handmade wreaths and custom made, and then putting bows, or you can pick out a bow, or if you've got your own bow, that's fine. But yeah, everything's been just people have been really kind and generous, and helped us get clothes to the mountains, helped us get hay to Rusty, and we feel very blessed and thankful.
Yeah. Well, you're leaving out something, the most beautiful spot in my mind. Is that poinsettia room? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Your brother grows poinsettias
right.
up in King, North Carolina.
Don't even
right.
think of trying right. to go anywhere else for poinsettia. And the other day, someone asked me about Edgeworthia. I said, well, Phil's got some.
I do, and we were lucky to get those,
is
too.
Is it akin to Daphne? I look at the bark, and I say there's got to be some kinship.
Well, it's certainly not as picky as.
No. No, it does like water, and you can talk to it. But do you know if there's a kinship?
The
there?
Leaves look like it.
The bark?
And the bark reminds me of it. And the bloom reminds me of it a little bit. And it definitely has a fragrance, that's for sure.
But you have some.
I do.
And if you want to have a plant in winter, Edgeworthia is a great one. She's got all kinds of pansies, snapdragons, a dianthus.
We have a new crop of snaps, and the pansies are looking really good now. And, yeah, we do have a new crop of dianthus. So it is definitely not too late. I know it was really cold this morning, but it's not too late to plant anything, actually. So anyway, we're you know, just excited to have lots of foliage color plants. I talk about that in the spring with coleus and that sort of thing. But it's just as important in the winter to have the texture.
Is it coleus or coleus?
I say coleus.
You just said coleus.
I did?
I thought she did.
Oh, I thought I said coleus.
That is
coleus.
I didn't know. Whatever you say.
It's coleus.
By the way, just to show people how smart you are, Rufus, yes, Daphne and Edgeworthia are closely related plants. They both belong to the same botanical family.
All right.
Now they look the leaves look
cousins.
A lot alike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got one cousin that loves you to talk to it and feed it and water it, and the other one is the bad boy.
Edgeworthia is sometimes even called yellow Daphne.
Oh okay.
Wow.
Well,
is there
that's
any
good.
Other kind of color for Edgeworthia than the yellow?
No. I haven't seen it. No. But yeah, we're just, you know, it's just a great time to go ahead and get things in the ground because the ground's, just because it was a little chilly this morning, the ground's in great shape and we've had some rain. Yeah.
And you've got balls,
too.
But not for a
cold
country girl. I'm not cold at all.
I thought you liked it cold.
I love it cold.
Yeah, me too. It's great when
it's
cold.
Don't forget you got bulbs, Phil.
Oh, yeah. We got bulbs, tons of bulbs, and lots of different kinds. They're just...
You know, if you think now that the only is the old King Alfred daffodil, there are hundreds of other varieties.
Right.
That are
just unique shapes to the daffodils, and then we've got the hyacinths. We've got the little wood hyacinths. You can interplant those with your pansies. It's just all kinds of things.
You know, it's chilly today, but it would be a great day to plant some bulbs.
It would be a great day to plant bulbs because it's finally gotten cold.
Yeah, and they'd be happy.
They're kind of bulbs are really unique because you plant them, and sometimes you forget where you planted them.
Yeah.
And then they pop up in the spring, and they're just – it's like surprise, surprise. And it's just a fun thing to do is planting bulbs. I love bulbs. Yeah. But, we've got tons of shrubs, tons of trees, and then for indoor, just step into the warm poinsettia house. And how could I forget, we have this huge tent that's heated and tables, and we have the food truck today and tomorrow.
And what are they serving?
They're what or when?
What?
It's the Mediterranean food truck, but they'll have hot dogs, hamburgers, fries. No. Then pitas. Or, gyros or whatever you want to call those. And then they'll have a salad.
Mediterranean hot dogs and
hamburgers. Yeah, there you go. Yep, everything.
That's just for you, Rufus.
I'm listening.
Mediterranean hot dogs.
Yeah, Mediterranean hot dogs. So anyway, we got that today and tomorrow. And then next weekend is we'll have an open house. We'll have Santa and have all of our plants there and all of Sharon's food.
Is that when we go back?
Yeah. We'll be there.
Oh, boy.
So next weekend's, this weekend's exciting too. Every weekend's exciting.
Are you, have you changed your hours any or days?
We have, actually.
Because are you going to be open Monday, for instance?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We're open every day. Okay. Monday through Saturday, we're open 8 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we're open from 1 o'clock to 6. So be sure, bring the family. We have free hot chocolate. We have free cider. We have free cookies. We do have gluten-free cookies. We got everything.
Yeah.
We got a sleigh that you can take family pictures in.
But no reindeer.
We do have a reindeer in front of the sled.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. So we've got Minnie Mouse blow up, and we've got a Santa.
Now Rufus will like that.
Yeah.
Minnie Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, the sleigh, Phil tells me, came from the set of the David Wood Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Joe has been waiting from Carborough.
Oh, Joe, sorry.
So sorry, Joe. Please forgive me. We're just having so much fun here. What's going on, brother? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody. And
thanks.
I'm glad Rufus came back from his walk.
Yeah, I'm glad. I was worried.
He showed up. I was afraid he's getting a room set up over there.
It's easy for the folks who live here to get around, but I wasn't sure if Rufus could handle it.
But it's good that he went for a walk, and given his health condition, and he's on the rehab, and it's good that he wants to walk, and I love it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and I'm getting on that Aerodyne bicycle whenever I remember to. It's the hardest thing to remember to. But once you get on it, it's a lot of fun. I always
find yeah.
And you know it's good for you.
No doubt about it.
You know, I went to NC State, and it was known for agriculture, but I was majoring in business and economics and law, and I was going to transfer to UNC, but they didn't get my summer school grades in time, so they were going to let me in as a part-time student when I was a rising junior, And I molded over and decided, I think I'll just stay where I am.
Yeah.
But it all worked out. You know, Rufus, I know you went to Carolina. My wife's a huge Carolina fan. She went to UNC over in Greensboro. And so we've had a house divided that somehow stays united. And
it's possible, yes.
One way, and I may vote another. But we get together, and people say, "How can y'all remain married 41 years?" when she's a Carolina fan and you're a State fan. And I said, well, our azaleas out there are red and white. I couldn't find a Carolina blue azalea, but, you know, it shows you that we have big hearts and we love each other and we have right. 3 children and 3 grandchildren, and I don't care what school they pull for. And, you know, I got to know Dean Smith and Bill Friday. I really did. I went to Beaufort and met Bill Friday with my wife and his wife. We were staying in the same complex, and guess where I won the trip? WPTF.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh, man. Well, you struck up a relationship with one of the finest people I've ever known.
Well, Joyce, I'll call you. Just describe civility.
Yeah.
People being civil to one another.
Yeah.
About Dean Smith, his children from his second marriage took dance in my wife's dance studio, and I got to know him that way.
Right.
And I got to know him while he was entirely possessed his faculties, and he did the nicest thing by my request. He took Jim Valvano and Pat, his wife, out to lunch with his wife. And he did that when Valvano was facing the worst of it over at NC State before they got the boot. And I'm so glad that Dean did that on a Sunday, and that it's in Al Featherston's book.
Yeah,
I had had an hour-long talk with Dean in the back of an elementary school in Carrboro over here when my wife's Christmas show was going on. Dean, through the smoke of his cigarette, said hello to me and commented on my little baby girl walking, who was barely a year old. And we established a good relationship from then, and Bill Friday as well. And I saw the two of them the last time at Crown Volvo when I was working there in sales, and a customer was very angry with a particular Volvo she had that broke down 5 times in the worst part of Durham. But I felt bad for her, and that my sales manager said, I know you know Dean Smith. Go over there and see if you can calm that lady down on the way to the waiting room where he's sitting in there with Bill Friday. And I walked by the lady, and she was reaming out the service manager for the 19th time, and I decided, no, let her get it all out. And I walked into the waiting room, and there was Dean, and Bill used to accompany Dean in his later years, you know, if you know the story about all that. And Dean Smith said to me, Joe, because he never forgot your name, even before the day before he died, he didn't forget your name. He said, Joe, I don't think that lady's very happy. And Bill Friday said, what are you going to do about that? And I said, Dean and Bill, we're going to make her happy. That's what we're going to do.
You have to do to customers.
That's right.
And what a story.
And Dean said, that sounds like a good idea, Joe. But, you know, and I met Bill Friday on a Christmas Eve one time at the old Chapel Hill post office. We were both in there mailing something, and we were the only two there. And he remembered me from Beaufort. Both those guys had wonderful memories.
They did. They did.
Yeah.
Like Rufus Evanston sitting right next to you. And
there you go.
Right. Well, Joe, always nice talking to you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday period.
I didn't talk agriculture, but I got a beautiful fig tree that a nice friend of my wife's planted in the backyard. And it reminds me of the one I gave my parents from Monticello that is still producing figs today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, how nice.
Great.
You always heard take a kid fishing. Well, you also take a kid and teach them how to plant a tree, too.
Absolutely. That's right.
Man.
That's right. So like John Denver said, plant a tree for your tomorrow.
That's right.
Every one of you.
God bless you, Joe.
Thank you so much, brother.
I hear there's a little football game this afternoon. I might have to watch it.
I think I will, too. I'll have to listen to it. I'm on the road this afternoon.
Rufus, all right. You got to send Mac off. Bye-bye, Mac.
Bye.
Nice time.
Goodbye.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So we're at Briar Point Resort Community. Beautiful place. Wow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know.
The waterfall's putting me to sleep.
Everybody's waving?
Yeah.
So
they got awesome coffee, too, by the way.
And you say you don't really like coffee that much. You're more of a tea person?
I have begun to really drink tea more. I don't just once in a while I'll get a cup of coffee, but this is really nice coffee.
Yeah,
it smelled good, so I was like, I'm going to try that.
There's nothing on a cold morning at breakfast to have coffee. Hot coffee.
Right.
Do you like coffee, counselor?
I like it decaf, cold. with cream in it.
Cold.
Well, I can get you some.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's, you have a special mix.
Yeah, they make it for me at the Farmer's Market restaurant.
Yeah.
Decaf coffee mixed up with ice and cream and of course, sweetener. Yeah. And it's like drinking a milkshake.
You get it right over there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You might be able to fix yourself up with some of that.
I'm going to check that out.
All right.
I certainly will.
Well, we were talking about poinsettias, and when we get you cut the tree, and it's sitting in water at Campbell Road Nursery. You buy it, and y'all shake it a little bit
and give it a fresh cut again.
Get rid of the bugs,
right?
And
we have not seen anything except praying mantis eggs. So fortunately, we have not seen any bugs.
Okay. But that gets rid of them just in
mm-hmm.
case.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all will tie them up, put them on top of the car, do whatever you want to do. Y'all put them in a mesh thing.
We do, and or deliver.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
put it in the stand,
and
whatever.
And when you get it home, you need to put it in water immediately.
Right.
And she can also sell you a stand.
Yep.
You need one.
That's true.
Yep.
And, the stands get better and better.
Oh, yeah. The stands now are just... They're great. We've had our stand for our house for like almost 20 years, that same stand.
Wow.
So okay. It's really,
well, you know how
yeah,
to
it's
them.
Good.
All right. We just keep moving through these half hours. So
I know.
Quickly.
It's going fast today.
We had a lot of fun. We apologize for not talking about more gardening, but, you know, that's the way things
Well,
work
they need
out.
To call us and
bunch
remind
old,
us.
With a bunch of old people. We just... Well, more coming up from Briar Point, beautiful resort community in gorgeous Morrisville.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Oh,
and
V. Mart,
no
how about that?
Go,
let it snow, let it snow. I'm heading to Asheville after the show, and I don't think there's going to be any snow, but it's going to be even colder there, so it'll be very Christmassy up at Biltmore. But I'll tell you, you need to come out to Briar Point Resort Community, 55 and older, and independent living. They got it all here. They really do, including Rufus Edmonston right now. He's the focal point. You want to come come talk to Rufus? 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. You know, the folks at Ashworth Clothing, it's incredible what they have established and nurtured in Fuquay Varina for generations. I mean, it's a 100-year-old business that more than 100 years old, actually. 1916, clothing, haberdashers, they have the best clothing, classic clothing that will last, you know, forever. I mean, clothing that you can pass down if you want to do that. They have the great names like Hart, Schaffner, and Marks. Allen Edmonds shoes, for instance, Gedman Brothers shirts, all fine old names. And they have a new line. Of course, they're very traditional there, but they have East Coast tradition and West Coast casual all built into one with what they are calling the Johnny O men's collection of comfortable clothing. And I think we're all about comfortable some points in our life. And shirts, pants, shoes, all comfortable pullovers. But they have that. They have the most extraordinary collection of ties I have ever seen at Ashworth's. And it's timeless, unmatched quality, exceptional service. Steve Ashworth and his employees.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, speaking of which, Steve Ashworth is on the line with
wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful.
What? How fortuitous. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Steve, I've been aggravating you enough to call.
Was I speaking the gospel? I mean, is that providence or what?
Well, it is providence. We've had some wonderful people come to your show, and they reached out to me. And usually this time of the day, I'm getting ready to pin some trousers or a fit of suit. But I said, I'm going to take a minute to call into my friends.
That is a real art to be able to do. And y'all can size people up, you know, instantaneously, which is an amazing gift.
Well, it's not luck. It's just a lot of eyes on home. So it's been a great adventure for my family and myself to serve our community, serve our customers. It's just wonderful. You guys have been wonderful friends. I know a lot of times you guys are talking about flowers. I said, I don't know a lot about beautiful flowers, but I do know a lot of things about beautiful clothes.
Well, we're supposed to talk about gardening all the time, but, man, I'm driving, and we run off the road all the time. So we're open to beautiful clothing. And I've been to some of the Ben Silver's, Brooks Brothers, stores all over the world. And Ashworth's is just an incredible place. Number one, the tradition that y'all have there and how that's been passed down. How many generations of Ashworth's have worked in that store?
Well, I'm the third generation. We opened in 1937, and my grandfather had 9 children. I think I have about 30 first cousins. And so at some point, almost everybody has done a little work, wrapped a gift, visited over the years. Yeah. 87 years has been doing that.
Well, you have the most extraordinary collection of ties there that I have ever seen, and I love the way that y'all can match colors that I would not have the guts to try to do. It's and it works. It works.
It's our job to kind of push you just a touch.
Well, Steve, I have on an Ashworth sweater and white shirt that I've got there from you, and I just enjoy so much. I love the smell of the place.
Yeah.
And by the way, do you still have a few little cigars there once in a while?
Rufus, we do. We still have that wonderful walk-in humidor, and over the years, I've enjoyed sharing a cigar back and forth with you. We've swapped cigars over the years. In fact, I think
yours are a lot better quality than mine.
We're going to pay you a visit soon, Steve.
Well, good. We would love to have you guys, and maybe we do a remote from down here sometime.
That would be extraordinary. It really would. I mean, what are the odds that you would call when I'm doing your commercial? Oh, wow.
Well, when I called, they sent you a note to do that. So that timing was pretty.
Well, we're in Morrisville right now, and technology is amazing. We're in a beautiful resort community, independent living community, and having a great time.
Good. And is it nice? It's nice and chilly. Are you guys indoors?
We're indoors. Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
We're definitely indoors. All the luxury. I've done remotes like that, but no, we're fortunate to be inside.
By the way, Steve, Scott Mason is going to Fuquay at some place, Mike. For to autograph his books. I've forgotten what he told us.
Yeah, K&C or something like that over there.
K&B, I bet.
K&B, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's there at some point today.
That's just around the corner from us, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well,
cool.
Drop by and say hello to him.
What a nice man.
It's a fabulous book, Steve.
He has a new book out, and he was here with us this morning talking about it. So it's a small world, Steve.
It is that. And, guys, I tell you, I really appreciate your friendship and enjoy every time you guys pop in the store and all the kind things you have to say about it.
Well, I mean, it's an institution. It's an iconic place in a beautiful community that is growing by leaps and bounds.
It is. And it is wonderful, too. We've got so many young people moving to Fuquay, and just seeing the strollers out on Saturdays and the families.
Right.
And, for example, yesterday, I'm going to say 10 families brought other family members by to visit with us. These are our guys. We want you to see where we like to come. That means so much when they take the time to bring the family to see us.
Great place to buy a Christmas gift, Ashworth's Clothing.
Fantastic. Well, Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
fellas.
Christmas, Steve.
Yes, sir, Steve.
Take care.
Rufus, let's share a cigar sometime after first of the year.
Very good. Will do.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Yes, bye. Bye-bye.
How about that?
The truth is, Mike, I don't want to wait till after Christmas.
Well, I might go.
I might go visit Steve between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
We'll make a point of it. Yeah. One of our road trips.
Yes.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're nice and comfortable inside today, and very fortunate to be at this wonderful place. I see folks are getting up now. I think that's the gentleman from New York who is the IBM, electrical engineer. I've met two electrical engineers here.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of brain power, and Bert Uzzle, and wow, what an incredible place. Eclectic community. 919-860-9783. Speaking of smart, Carter Q is with us. Hello. From the Durham County Library. Carter, good morning.
Good morning, Mike, Phil, and Rufus, the part of the garden yard.
Good morning.
Hey,
Mike Carter. Received several boxes of the Winter 2024 Weekend Garden Magazine at Durham County Library.
Isn't that a pretty cover?
Oh, wow, it really is. And nine articles that you wrote were very educationally informative and very well written.
Well, I hope so. I'm doing it. Mr. Curtis wanted me to... So in February, late February, he asked me to if I'd write an article every week, and so I've been I've been doing that, and I haven't run out of subjects. Don't expect to. I'm finishing one up on this weekend on Mondo grass, and especially the dwarf Mondo grass. I just love it, and you. Folks at Campbell Road have somebody that Blaine told me about. Lane told me about that comes to y'all and buys crates and crates and crates of Mondo grass.
They do,
because it really doesn't spread. This is the dwarf,
right?
And you can make what was your lawn grass area into this Mondo grass.
That's
area.
Right. That's
and it
right.
Works.
It does.
It looks stunning.
Yes, it's beautiful. It has a nice color, rich color to it.
Well, if you have, say, a rock patio, the places in between the rocks, it's perfect.
Yep.
And, you know, then there's the more normal size, the standard Mondo grass, which is very much like liriope, except it, I think it probably needs a little more water from what I have been able to discern. And there's a black variety of it. And the flowers are a little bit different on it. I think the flowers are a little smaller. And there you can get lavender or purple or white-flowered varieties. You still have to cut it back. But the dwarf variety, you don't.
Right.
I mean,
it just stays so...
Yeah.
It's
and
very,
it spreads
very...
a little bit, but not... But you still have to, I mean, if you want to cover a lawn grass area section, it's going to have to be relatively small. Although I have a neighbor who has has a lot of pine trees in his front yard, a lot of pine straw. But the whole, I mean, he has nothing but Mondo grass and pines. And he makes little paths, pathways kind of.
It's beautiful.
I love it, yeah. So that's
it's very neat.
That's what
doesn't get out of control.
That'll be on the website next week, WPTF. So, and I guess in a magazine at some point.
So what's going on, Carter?
Well,
everybody reading up a storm over there?
I hope so. I hope so. Well,
I do too.
You, after reading the articles on the osmanthus and the camellias and the beauty berries, what rhododendrons, mums. Even scuffing on grace, I decided that there was no need for me to even think about enrolling in North Carolina State Sports School. I could just go ahead and read the weekend.
All right.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you. I have dealt with the products of that institution, that department, like Nelson Cox, and she just puts me to shame. Everybody else, everybody on the show does, including Rufus and their knowledge. But I have learned just like my broadcasting career, where I have learned from the best. I've learned from the best gardeners too. So you know, I've been most fortunate.
Carter, it's kind of like where I've learned everything from too. I started out learning from my dad, and then my granny and granddaddy on the farm, and then just progressed on up.
You didn't even major in horticulture at State.
Nope.
Why didn't you?
Well, I didn't know I was going to do this.
That would have. Of course, you didn't.
I know.
You didn't really need that.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I learned it all trial and error with them.
Yeah.
And since 91, I've learned it trial and error at the nursery. And I think that's the best way. And a lot of times,
I think that's the best way for a lot.
You can read a book.
That's how I learned.
You've got to try it first.
Yeah.
And you've got to see what works and what doesn't work. And you've got to see how much water something can take and how much you don't need to put so much on it. It's just talking with these ladies and some of their things. They're putting too much water or too much fertilizer. So it's just a trial and error thing, Carter, you know?
Well, I tell you, I remember Mike had spoke about, either was Rufus, that was talking about beautyberry. And so... few years back, and I went over to the North Carolina Botanical Garden, and I saw one of the mature beautyberries, and I decided that it was not for my landscape. It was huge.
It is, yeah, and I don't know that they have any dwarf varieties of beautyberry. It is a native plant, and that's all they have at the botanical gardens. But, you need a little room for it. You really need to have room so you can appreciate those berries. The more berries you have, the better. It doesn't, you don't need to have full sun. It's more of an understory plant, but you can, you know, it has some, I don't know if they, or do you consider that lavender or purple or
yeah,
what the berries?
It's purple.
But they have white.
But yeah, they do. And Carter, let me tell you something. I cut my beautyberry back all the way to the ground every year.
Oh, really?
Do you?
Let me tell
Wow.
I cut it back. It is not a problem. I cut mine back, and it comes back out and does great. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you convinced me, Phil. I may give this one a shot. But after I saw that mature beautyberry, and it had such a statuous form, I decided.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like to let plants grow like they are supposed to, but this beautyberry came up. From seed, thanks to the birds, and I have to cut it back, and so or it'll take over.
Well, how fortunate were you? My goodness!
Well, yeah,
to have a beauty.
We've got beauty berries everywhere.
How about that?
They're coming. Mm-hmm. They're coming up over at David's house, over at our house. I mean, they're coming up everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's the way they are. Like down at Baldhead
Island. It's
like Island.
Promised land.
They're
isn't
everywhere.
It,
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Rufus is kind of like that too.
That's right.
It's a promised land.
Yep. We're very blessed and very fortunate.
Yeah.
Well, Carter, what is the latest symposium you told me about? I sent something about another symposium you're going to have.
Haytai?
Yes.
The Haytai community?
Yes, the Haytai Heritage Center, and this will be the second annual the Legacy of African Americans in Garden and Horticulture. That will be March the 28th and the 29th. On the March the 28th, 2025, we will screen Family Tree, which is a documentary film that is looking at local tree farmers. We plan to have Basil Camu there from Leaf and Limb to be there to speak to everyone and introduce that film. And then, of course, on March the 29th, we're going to have three plenary sessions of some very, very informative and very knowledgeable scholars and lay people and farmers and flower farmers, et cetera. So, and it is free. It will be free, the symposium and the screening. And since several entities from the University of North Carolina will also be partners in this
endeavor. Oh, how
endeavor.
Nice.
So,
that is so nice.
We're planning, and we are looking for a good turnout.
Well, we always enjoy talking to you, Carter. You always inform us and brighten our days with your knowledge. You always tell us something a little different, than, something for us to think about.
Well, thank you very much, and the same to you as well, and you have a good day.
You have a good day, and Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you.
Come to Open House next week.
Next week, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yeah, if you have time,
yeah,
we'd love to see you.
Yeah, we'll be there from WPTF will be there from 8 to 11.
Oh, next Saturday. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great. All right.
Great.
Take care, Carter.
Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Thanks.
We're at Briar Point Resort Community Independent Living, 55 and older, and just having a ball this morning. Met such nice people. We did the first time we came out, and really blessed to be here. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Of course, if you have a vehicle that you've haven't parked inside of a garage this morning, and I hope that you have taken the time in the last few weeks to maybe get the radiator checked, the hoses checked, a lot of things like that could be affected by the cold weather that has just suddenly appeared. Should have appeared a while back, but we should have gotten a killing frost. I think my banana tree, has been thriving this year, is finally going to drop. Those leaves are finally going to flop down because of this overnight cold weather. But, you know, it's winter, and I enjoy cold weather. I don't want to stay at it in it all day like some of our workmen have to do all over the area.
Right.
But I'm thankful. It's, you know, nice time to be cozy and warm and have a good time. But your car, if it's sitting out, your SUV, you need to get all of that checked. You need to keep up with it. Otherwise, you're going to spend some big money. And you can parcel it out little by little, and that's the better way to go. And get the folks at King's Auto Service to check every aspect of it, check the tires, check the brakes, all of that. The cars are so complicated now, but they can hook up machines and check a lot of things out with the computers, because you have lots of computers, systems in your car, software, hardware, and that needs to be maintained, especially if you have a hybrid vehicle. They have those big, expensive battery, high-voltage battery packs. They have to be replaced, 150,000 to 200,000 miles. You'll certainly know it when that happens. It'll give you a little warning. But go, be proactive with all of this, like you are with your health. Check out the health of your vehicle with King's Auto Service. They have give you a courtesy battery analysis, even for the 12-volt battery or for the big battery packs that you have. They have certified hybrid technicians. They have people who can deal with your Japanese car, your American car, and make it well or keep it running in top condition. They've been in business for a long time, 1946. So you're on West Street in downtown Raleigh. It's 1039. Check them out. Call them on Monday and set everything up so you won't get broken down on the road. We don't want that. King's Auto Service in Raleigh. All right. We're almost through with 2 hours here, and I don't know where it's like I blacked out or something.
That's okay.
Where did it go?
Go say hello to all my workers and
well, that's a Christmas
Shane
tree in the back
and
of a
everybody.
Car.
Well, they're trying to get this Christmas tree in this car over at the nursery, but just a reminder that we have free delivery, so take advantage of that.
And you can put it on top too. They can figure out a way to top
right,
to the top.
Right. But all the
you can't drive 100 miles an hour when you do that.
But. Exactly. A little bit of a small car to put it on top. But thanks to everybody over there that's just doing a good job this morning and that always does a good job, and I appreciate that so much. So thank y'all.
Yeah.
They've got the computer going with the station. So everybody can hear it.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Got a
well, good
speaker
morning, everybody.
Outside. Yeah.
We're going to talk to Monica, the manager at State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and talk to Barry some more. Coming up here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, Rufus, you've been relatively quiet this hour. Have you?
Well, I'm listening to some bright people. I might absorb something.
Thanks.
Hey, that's nice. That's nice.
You know what I said about that proverb? He who holds his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Proverbs 10:23.
But not literally.
No.
Not literally holding your mouth.
And then another one I had to change course on. It says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with an angry and contentious woman. Now, I changed that to man. Mankind,
okay.
Yeah. I don't want Me Too coming after me. So I'm trying to be relatively
or them to
calm to them
too. Holding your mouth and tongue.
Yeah.
So, oh well. So we'll be back. I think
about some cyclamen here in a minute.
Some cyclamen
or sycophants,
better known as cyclamen.
Sycophants.
Yeah,
I'm
there you
about
go.
Sycophants. All right, more of the weekend gardener coming up here on WP. I pray here in just a minute, unless Big Daddy's at the station and said shut it down. We'll be back.